There was an unusual but welcome streak of glorious Alaska sunshine this spring, and we were all loving the early season warmth and lack of rain. But the downside of the uncharacteristic pleasantness has been playing out in a big way in recent weeks. The wildfire in Tyonek is thankfully snuffed out, and the Funny River fire near Soldotna, which burned over 183,000 acres, is in the process of being extinguished as well by firefighters with the help of some rain beginning Tuesday. Five wolf pups, orphaned by the Funny River fire, were rescued by firefighters on Tuesday and brought to the Alaska Zoo. Injured by porcupine quills, the pups have grown into an internet sensation, with appearances on national media outlets such as NBC News and Huffington Post, among others. Maya Angelou, one of the most beloved American poets, writers, activists, and public figures, died at 86 years old on Wednesday, May 28th, after a long illness. Angelou, an outspoken women's and civil rights advocate, was a pioneer in many ways. With her first memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, she revealed her extraordinary knack for storytelling with lyrical prose. Angelou wrote many other books and poems, which added to her history as a singer, dancer, playwright, director, and streetcar conductor, to name a few of her pursuits. From the outpouring of media attention and social media tributes, it appears the legacy left by Maya Angelou will inspire many for years to come. In a vote on Friday, May 30th, the House of Representatives voted to deny the federal government the right to inhibit medical marijuana laws passed by states. The House has a Republican majority, and 49 of these Republicans voted yes on the measure. This signals a major change in stance in Congress on marijuana regulation and the role of the federal government, with Colorado and Washington legalizing recreational marijuana and medical marijuana laws in place in 22 states in the District of Columbia. The country seems to be on a trajectory towards less regulation, with Congress on board. On Friday, May 23rd, a slingshot ride in the parking lot of the Crazy Horse Saloon in Anchorage malfunctioned and left two amusement seekers hanging from their seats in midair. There is no state inspector for amusement park rides in Alaska, though operators do get checked by an outside inspector annually. The ride in question will be reevaluated before it is used again and deemed safe. One of the two riders sustained serious facial injuries, and both were admitted to the hospital, but neither are in life-threatening condition.